A handful of Alaskans were among thousands of fishermen who rallied today in the nation's capital. The recreational and commercial fishermen were protesting restrictions in federal fishing law designed to boost fish stocks but limit their catch. And they want more flexibility from the Obama administration when it comes to regulations. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Getting fishermen who fish for a living and those who fish for fun on the same page isn't always easy. But Wednesday's rally in Washington, D.C. did just that.
This is really just a wonderful, wonderful turnout. This is unprecedented for fishermen.
Tina Jackson of Rhode Island is president of a newly formed grassroots group, the American Alliance of Fishermen and Their Communities. She says among her peers back home, there's not always organized cooperation.
The competitiveness really drives a wedge between a lot of us. I mean, you know, my boyfriend and I lobster during the summer and then we drag during the winter. And the competition between the lobsterman and the draggerman is really all still one and the same. You know, it's still a high competitive industry. But when you see wreck guys, lobster guys, commercial draggers, gill netters, and rod and reeler, everybody coming together, it really just shows that we can get something done.
Jackson was thrilled to find an Alaskan at the Washington rally, Rhonda Maker from Kodiak. Maker's long journey to D.C. earned her a few minutes on stage, where she offered to be a conduit for organizing.
So if anybody, I'm really trying to use this opportunity to create a better, stronger network between all of us, because I think that's really the biggest part is that we're not hooked up. They have a network and we don't.
Maker's singular obsession is catch shares, and she wanted to tell East Coast fishermen to fight against them.
I am here because I'm trying to lend my voice, our voice, to fight off this catch share virus that's sweeping our nation that no one wants to impose upon our whole country. The privatization of our natural resources.
Maker dislikes the way catch shares privatize the fish stock and says she wasn't able to get much of a share, so couldn't afford to keep a boat on the water with such limited prospects of bringing home fish. After telling her story, Maker was swarmed by East Coast fishermen eager to know more.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
Paul Terrio fishes in Gloucester and Rockport, Massachusetts. He fears catch shares going into place this year will drop his potential catch dramatically from the 130,000 pounds of cod he caught last year to a limit of 22,000.
I'm not going to be able to catch enough fish to maintain the boat and make the payments, much less feed my family. I'm scared to death. That's why I'm here.
The fishermen gathered in Washington had a wide net of concerns, but the rally's organizers hope they'll support bills currently in the House and Senate that would loosen the time period for rebuilding some overfished areas. They say more flexibility and putting off some deadlines can keep the fish coming in.
What if we can make enough noise applauding our industry that they can hear it over here in the Capitol and the buildings there? We can start applauding.
One of the rally's organizers, Jim Donofrio, is the executive director of the Recreational Fishing Alliance based in New Jersey.
Well, we have to get rid of arbitrary deadlines, and the arbitrary deadlines are causing these communities to be shut down. There's bad science on top of that, but when you have an arbitrary deadline, even if the science is good, you're going to be shut down.
The timelines to rebuild fisheries that Donofrio calls arbitrary, conservationists and federal officials call scientifically researched and carefully structured. They warn that loosening restrictions too much could lead to devastating crashes in fish stocks and harm the oceans. The man newly in charge of the federal National Marine Fisheries Service did attend the rally. Eric Schwab started his job this month, but Donofrio says he did not speak to the crowd.
I wanted to be proactive and not reactive. I didn't think it would be right for Eric to get booed off the stage. He's really a nice guy. We don't need to do that because he's only the cop right now. He's the deputy cop is what he is.
Schwab talked by phone with Kodiak reporter Jay Barrett of KMXT after the rally and said it was a chance for him to listen.
One of the things that we're trying to do, you know, and the councils around the country are trying to do is, you know, is work with fishermen within the existing statutory framework to employ whatever flexibility we can in the, you know, the implementation of some of these management programs.
Schwab says, bottom line, everyone wants the same thing, rebuilt sustainable fisheries. But the couple thousand fishermen at Wednesday's rally in D.C. had a basic message and chanted it to the Capitol across the street. I fish, I vote.
I fish, I vote. I fish, I vote.
In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.